T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They know it's bad shit, for good or worse, makes you switch. So I walk on over with my crystal, looking to put away your pistol. Dirty won't be having it in this house, cause bad shit, I'll cripple your style. Now that you heard my charming voice, you couldn't get another. Again, movies won't get moist. If you want to look good and not be bummed.
All right, folks, 8 o'clock hour here. Well, straight up, we're actually doing a pretty good job in the format. Me and Joe would have absolutely butchered it by now. It would have been 8:08 by the time we got to Gabby here. But we are going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. The recruiting guru for the University of Miami for 24/7 Sports, Gabby Arruti, going to join us here for a couple minutes. Gabby, thank you for the time. That's first off. Second off, how cool is Legends Weekend? Not just to cover, but just to look around and see all the legends out there. How cool is that?
Yeah, Zach, thanks for having me, first of all. And yeah, it was pretty amazing. I mean, this is, I guess, like the second or third time I've done a Legends, formerly known as Paradise Camp, and seeing all the alums there and, you know, hearing Michael Irvin talk like in person like that is always really cool. He always fires everyone up. You know, seeing all the greats that kind of came through the program. I mean, watching Bryant McKinney and Alex Mirabal interact might have been one of the coolest experiences, because I think Alex Mirabal is one of the best, and Bryant McKinney's obviously like 6'8". So that was that was pretty cool. And then even the young guys, Greg Russo, Jalen Phillips, I mean, that's that next generation of potential Miami greats, and they're all coming back, all like to be around the program. So that's definitely a positive, and, you know, everyone's obviously excited with Mario Cristobal around.
So, Gabby, nice meeting you, man. I think I saw you out there but wasn't able to say what's up to you. But
for sure.
We know it was a huge recruiting, you know, weekend. You know, we know the official visitors they had in this week, and, you know, we had craziness during the weekend. You know, what is the buzz coming out of Legends Camp in this weekend as far as recruiting world? We know they got the new quarterback commit, and I'm going to ask you a little bit more in detail about him and a little gripe that I have with the rankings. But, you know, what is the buzz coming out of Legends Weekend?
Yeah, I mean, really, so the summer calendar shifted a little bit. A few years ago, you had, you know, Devontae Smith, Jerry Jeudy, you know, a bunch of these top kind of guys, Elijah Moore, Jalen Carter at Georgia, that all these guys worked out at Legends Camp. But, you know, the recruiting challenge has shifted a little bit, where there's a lot of summer official visits. So not a bunch of, you know, elite rising seniors working out, but, you know, they did have a ton of official visitors. They had their biggest weekend of the year. And I think that's really where the buzz was. And, you know, kind of, you know, even talking to some of these kids on Sunday as they're wrapping up those visits, I mean, you know, Miami's kind of going after this, like, 6'7", 254-pound defensive lineman. And, you know, they kind of paired him up with Greg Russo and, you know, kind of talked to him about his development and stuff like that. And, you know, so I think really it's just overwhelmingly positive just being around the program, these guys being able to just be around some of these legends, man. I think it's a really big deal. And, you know, again, I think the staff does an unbelievable job with these official visits and just really selling the program and just really, and I don't even know what's selling the program, just showing these recruits how great Miami could potentially be. And, again, you can't fake the passion that Mario Cristobal has for this program and, you know, for what he's building and how he's trying to do it. And it's something that I think has become clearly evident to these recruits that Miami's definitely trending up. We saw that with a commitment from one of the top quarterbacks in the country on Saturday. And, you know, I think they're about to get absolutely rolling on the trail right now in the coming weeks and, you know, months and all that stuff. So, you know, definitely tons of excitement coming out of Legends Camp.
So let me elaborate on this quarterback a little bit more. So I know they got a commitment from another, you know, Elite 11 quarterback, Williams, just a week ago. Has it always been the game plan to take two quarterbacks in this class? When did that change? I know there was, you know, some buzz that, Jaden at the beginning of the recruiting was leaning towards Miami. Then all of a sudden we fell out. He was leaning towards Florida or an SEC school. Then all of a sudden we got back into it. You know, when did this change? Because I think a lot of Miami fans are kind of scared that we'd be out of it for the top guys once the other quarterback committed a week ago. Then you heard him speak and say, I'm all down for competition. If we want to bring in another quarterback, Jaden's the guy. He's a great guy. I'm ready to compete. You know, when did this change? Was it always planned to take two quarterbacks?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like maybe it's been hot and cold on that. I think, you know, again, it would probably take a while to describe the whole situation. But, you know, they felt really good about what they have in Emery Williams. You know, there's people in the building that are super, super high on Emery Williams. They think that he's a really talented kid. He came in through for them during one of those camp days where they can do an in-person evaluation like that. He checked a lot of the boxes, and, you know, they were kind of okay with just having Emery Williams if that were the finished product. But I think that they found a little bit more momentum with Jaden Rashada as he was creeping closer to a commitment, decided to give Miami one more look, pushed everything back a week. And I think once that happened and they felt like, okay, yeah, look, we have a chance to land an elite arm despite how we feel about Emery, because they, like you mentioned, Elite 11 finalists, they do think really highly of him. I feel like it all just kind of happened, and, you know, they just became open to the idea as the opportunity sort of presented itself. So I'm not sure if it was by design from the get-go to take two quarterbacks. I think they just found two that they really, really like, and, you know, both of those guys understand that it's going to be a competition. And, you know, this is technically year one of Mario Cristobal on the recruiting trail, and, you know, I think it's a good time to take two arms, because that's a position you got to get right.
Gabby, now you've seen the program, you've kind of covered the program for years now, and my thought is this: what's the difference, or the biggest difference you've seen so far with Mario taking over than you've seen in the past when it comes to recruiting? Because I know that every coach has to recruit; it's part of the job, and some right. do better than others. I get that also, and when you have good guys and good recruiters around you, it makes it a lot easier. But I mean, Mario on day one from the press conference showed up at a high school. I mean, that was hours after he was introduced, because he knows right. how big recruiting is. But is there a major difference you've seen, or something just specific, or is it just in general what Mario's done since he's gotten here?
Yeah, I think it's just bigger. You know, I think Mario Cristobal just really is just fully like he really loves it. Like he genuinely loves the recruiting process, and that's not a knock on the previous regime. There was a lot of great recruiters on that staff, but Mario Cristobal, like, he spearheads this recruiting operation. The whole recruiting operation goes through him. You know, there's some coaches that delegate that to, you know, a director of player personnel or a recruiting coordinator, or like to the assistants, like, you guys got to make sure you're out recruiting. Like, Mario Cristobal is the best recruiter on Miami's staff, and he's intentional about it. He came from that Nick Saban tree, kind of, where he went to Alabama and learned how it was done. You need to fully buy in on recruiting if you want to be a major college football program. You see the teams at the top of, you know, in the national championship year in, year out, college football playoff. I mean, those are the programs that recruit at the highest level. So again, everyone can say what they want about the recruiting rankings, and I know everyone has their opinions on it, and that's fine. But I mean, really, when it's all said and done, it's Alabama, it's Georgia, it's Ohio State, you know, even Michigan, Clemson. Those are the schools that have a chance to compete for national championships, and those are the programs that are recruiting better than everyone else. So I mean, long-winded answer, but Mario Cristobal is just an absolute machine on the recruiting right. trail, and that's how it pays off.
I figured that was going to be the answer to that question after seeing what happened about 3 hours after he took the job and had his introductory press conference. He shows up with Central or wherever he was, right? And he knows where the important places to go first and foremost. Right. Okay, so the quarterback, with two verbal commitments from two quarterbacks that both are big-time guys. Tyler Van Dyke's the quarterback this year. We get that. Did these other two guys – I mean – we always talk about when the room is too big and there's six guys in there, what do you do? Someone's going to leave. Ja'Kari Brown, Jake Garcia, they're on campus. They're on this right. team with two guys coming in and Tyler Van Dyke already starting. Listen, I get it. You want to have as many good guys as possible, but doesn't this kind of seem like maybe one, maybe even two, once they all get on campus, might bolt because there's just too many guys in that room?
Look, I mean, with quarterbacks, I think this is why it's important to add a top quarterback every class. Because, you know, obviously, I mean, no secret, the transfer portal is there. Right. I mean, the way quarterbacks have shuffled around, I mean, there's a pretty high rate of, you know, blue chip quarterbacks that end up playing at a school different than where they signed. And, you know, I think that there's great arms all around there, but that's the most important position in sports. You know, you need to get it right. So every year you need to go out and get a top arm, because you don't know how it all shakes out
right.
when, like, once the dust settles. So you need to give yourself a chance year in and year out to, you know, find a quarterback that you believe could potentially lead your program one day. And those guys are going to compete. And I know all those guys are competitors. Jake Garcia's waited his turn when he probably could have transferred this offseason and probably got a good chance to play somewhere. I mean, I think that is something he could have done if he really wanted to get in there right now. But he's waiting. He's going to wait his second year now. I think Jakari Brown has as high of a ceiling as really any of these guys if he puts it all together. I mean, 6'4", 220 pounds, still growing. Is fully bought in on the development, and he knows that he needs to continue to grow. It's still just a true freshman. And then Jaden Rashada comes in, and he has a really, really big arm and a lot of those things. And Emery Williams is another guy that they really like. I mean, 6'5", you know, a guy that they feel like to really spin it. I personally haven't seen him throw yet. I would love to. I'm dying to. I'm very curious to see how he looks at the Elite 11. But feedback on him is overwhelmingly positive. So I think that Emery Williams is going to get a chance to really compete too. He's not a guy they're just bringing in to bring in. I think they're pretty bought in on him over there. So got to let the dust settle. You got to just let these guys go out and compete. And, you know, whatever happens, you just give yourself the best chance to win by getting all these guys in the room.
Speaking of stacking talent, we know that, you know, a lot of the guys look at the Elite, you know, signal callers and look to them to see where they're going to school. And obviously it looks like Miami's got two, and the cream of the crop is obviously Jaden Rashada. And, you know, it's a domino effect. We saw what Archie Manning did at Texas and them going up the rankings and, you know, flooding with the commits. You know, I know it could be a potentially a big week and a big month for Miami. You know, what are some names that Canes fans should look out to? So this domino effect that could help this rankings and also this team moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, at least on the offensive side, I think the most pressing name right now is Nathaniel Ray Joseph out of Miami Edison. He's a former Clemson commit who took stepped away from that, took official visits to Louisville, Miami. I really like where Miami sits right now. Jaylen Brown is another five-star, really fast, speedy track kid over here at Gulliver that Jaden Rashada has a really good relationship with. Again, these next coming days, on Friday, there's three top targets announcing, so that 6'7", 250-pound defensive lineman, he's choosing between Miami, Michigan, LSU. Another top pass rusher, Jackson Howard, he's committing on Friday as well. I think Miami and LSU are battling it out there too. And, number two tight end in the country, Miami already has two tight ends in the class, might have three by Friday when Riley Williams announces between Miami, Alabama, and Ohio State. And, there's a lot of momentum going for them right now. Again, I think Miami can go on a pretty nice run, and it's set up pretty well for them to do so here in the next few weeks.
Now, I like all the positivity when it comes to recruiting, and you said everyone's got their opinion on recruiting rankings and stuff, and I do have a little gripe, and I want to ask you about this because you can't believe everything you read on social media or
right.
Twitter, because it doesn't mean it's true. But let me ask you this. So Jaden Rashada was a five-star quarterback, right, for
right.
a good amount of time, and it seemed like he hasn't done anything bad to lose that star. Then there was a guy, Jahlil Skinner, in the last class that was a five-star tight end, and then all of a sudden became a four-star tight end. Now, there is word on the street that some of these rankings are affected by schools that these guys commit to and maybe trajectory of how they would be developed or drafted. All right, shoot me straight. How does a guy like Jaden Rashada lose that fifth star? What did he do? And is there any truth behind these guys losing stars because they commit to certain schools a la Miami?
I'm glad you asked, Brian. Okay, so Jaden Rashada was a five-star. So at 247, we have our composite rankings,
okay.
which is a combination of 247, Rivals, ESPN, and now On3, which is the new recruiting service. So he was a five-star on the composite. Like at 247, our personal rankings, we haven't dished out all 32 of the five stars that we will pass out by the end of the cycle. When these kids are signed, sealed, delivered, when the recruiting cycle is over, we will have 32 five-stars. I'm not sure how many we have right now, but we don't have 32. And right now we have Jaden Rashada ranked as the number 29 overall player. So he falls into five-star range for us yet. We just haven't given out the stars yet because we don't like to give out a five-star and do like what you say, remove that five-star,
okay.
So that fifth star. So he was a five-star on the composite. So the algorithm, whatever that was that had him as a five-star previously, I guess when we added the On3 rankings, which is something we did recently, the fifth star was removed. So it wasn't anything that happened on 247's end. It was just however one of these recruiting services ranked them that just threw off the number that had him as a five-star, maybe dropped it a little bit. And as far as some of these kids going to other schools, like you know, maybe if, you know, again, I don't know. Like, I don't think that any school is like, oh, this kid's going to Alabama, so he's a five-star or anything like that. But there's also something where kind of proof is in the pudding. Let's say we have a kid as a, you know, maybe a high three-star where we like him a lot, and Alabama's like, we love this kid. Like, that's the feedback we're getting from Alabama. We think this kid's going to eventually be, you know, a stud in the system after a few years. Ultimately, we're projecting to the NFL. So if we think he's someone that's going to go to Tuscaloosa and have a great year, I mean, he's someone we're probably going to look at and be, okay, let's really evaluate the measurables, whatever he's done, he's put on tape, the athletic profile, and maybe, you know, it's worth taking a flyer on this kid and making him a four. So by, you know, by the time draft day comes around, you know, maybe he's someone that, you know, we're going to look a little smart about. I'm not involved in the rankings process. That's not something I do. But I know there's a lot of really brilliant guys and a lot of guys that truly are trying to get it right and, you know, really do a lot of evaluation. They're definitely doing their homework and really, honestly, they're trying to get it right. So there, a lot of things go into it. I don't think a kid's going to lose a fourth star because he's committed to Miami. I don't think a kid's going to gain a fifth star because he commits to Alabama. I think just multiple factors that always go into it.
Good explanation.
So
right there.
Moving
right.
forward, I look at composite during the year, and after the year, I look at your individual ranking for the exact
right.
stars for
right.
you guys.
It's a good breakdown, right?
But then
breakdown.
If a guy is on the border of a three-star, four-star, four-star, five-star, and he goes to Bama, they're going to go up. Okay, I got
Maybe.
It. I'm cool with that. I got it.
I'm not speaking for anyone. I'm trying to give an example. And Alabama's always an easy example.
Of course.
Alabama.
He's a machine.
Right. Of course.
Yeah,
he is, right.
exactly.
Gabby, we were talking about coaches earlier for the University of Miami, and obviously everyone on the staff for the University of Miami has one thing in common. They're all dogs when it comes to recruiting. We get that. But the strength coach, Coach Feld, does he have the best mustache in college football?
Oh, I mean, I haven't truly evaluated many mustaches yet, but I can't imagine finding one better than that. And he's got a really cool personality too, man. When he kind of gets rolling and he's in, like, when he's actually doing something, it's really, really cool to watch him just kind of work. People are always like fascinated by him. And
I'm fascinated by his mustache. I can't.
It might be the mustache.
I don't know what
the mustache
it is.
That gets people going.
And he's sharp too, man. His program.
Oh man,
his program
yeah,
is nice.
Feedback right. has been awesome on him. Like, you know, he's really, really just doing an incredible job. Again, yeah. Even just like some of the players and stuff like that. It seems like the feedback has been you know, really, really positive in terms of just, you know, how he's kind of getting it done in this new summer strength program. I think it's a really big deal how they're doing everything.
Gabby, you a little bit shocked on what Mario was able to put together coaching staff wise? Like, I mean, I get that, you know, through the years, the biggest thing was, well, the money's not there to get everybody that we'd want here. And we might not be able to get this coach because the money's not there. Obviously the money's exploded. But in the case of, you look down that coaching staff, me and Brian were talking about it earlier. You got guys all over the coaching staff that could be coordinators or whatnot anywhere in the entire country. And they're just normal coaches here for this team. And I just think it's amazing to see it and see it kind of, you know, happen from when Mario got hired all the way down till now. But it's gotta be kind of shocking to someone who covers a team to see what they've done with this coaching staff.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy. I mean, it's almost like you're walking around there sometimes, and I don't know, I'm not saying I've become like desensitized to it, but, you know, I've kind of gotten accustomed to seeing just Charlie Strong there with the linebackers and Jason Taylor coaching the defensive ends. And I mean, you kind of sit back and you think about it, and it's just like, man, they like really, really did this thing in a really big way. I mean, Kevin Steele is a like veteran SEC defensive coordinator. Like Josh Gattis just won a Broyles Award. Like he was just coaching in the college football playoffs. So yeah, no, it's really unbelievable what, like, you know, just the investment from the university. You know, obviously the board of trustees, all those people that kind of make it all work there. Look, there needs to be a full buy-in. I mean, if you're going to do college football for real, this is how it has to look, right? You can't say that you want to be a big time college football program and then not invest in athletics. Like, you have to put your money where your mouth is in major college football. And again, we talk about all these big time programs, and this is how it's done. It's all major operations. It's, you know, high caliber head coaches, top assistant coaching pools, access to, you know, to facilities and all the different type of stuff, a recruiting budget, you know, in terms of how you're going to get around and all those great things. I mean, this is how it has to look if you want to say we are serious about college football. So it feels like Miami's doing all the right things to put themselves in position to be, you know, to elevate the program and to take it to the next step that Mario Cristobal hopes to take it to.
Well, speaking of coaches and money, we know Zach's a Gator over here, so I had to ask him about, you know, Billy Napier up there and money and stuff. You know, it seems like recruiting in the NIL program is just going great up there. You know, what's going on with the Gator program right now?
I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, I think I tweeted out yesterday. I was like, what's going on in Gainesville? And, you know, there was a top offensive lineman who, I mean, a really, really good prospect, Roderick Kearney out of Orange Park up there. I think like the Jacksonville Duval area. 30 minutes after his official visit to Florida, he commits to Florida State. And this isn't just some like random offensive lineman. Like, this is a kid we have in our top 247. We have him as one of the top interior linemen in the country. Leaves Gainesville 30 minutes later, calls up Mike Norvell and says, hey, I'm committing to Florida State. I mean, I don't know what's happening at Florida right now. I don't know what's happening in Gainesville. It seems like there's something that's just not working, or just there seems to be some sort of disconnect. And I think Miami's going to be the beneficiary of a lot of that, because there's a few kids they're going after right now that is, Miami-Florida battles, kids considering Florida State. And it seems like Miami is the program that right now has the juice in the Sunshine State, which is a big deal.
Yeah, let's talk more about Miami. Miami. Well, like Miami Hurricanes.
Like the Dwayne Wade gif, I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
Mario Cristobal, Canes head coaches, best mustache in college football. Let's keep talking about that stuff. We don't need to go up north. We're good.
You know what they say? Good. Big bank takes little bank.
Right.
What did Billy say? Scared money don't make money?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Interesting
now,
how that's going.
Our money's scary. That's the problem.
It is.
Gabby, we appreciate it, man. We're going to bug you again down the road. We do appreciate your time. Have a great week here. Hopefully it's a good week for the University of Miami. Like you said, a couple names maybe by the end of the week that could be coming to Coral Gables sometime soon. So thanks. We appreciate your time, buddy.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me.
That was Gabby Arudia from 247 Sports. I kept saying 247 Sports. 247 Sports, Miami recruiting guru for them. Also co-host of Through the Smoke podcast. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about what Gabby just said and get ready for the State of the Union. I don't know.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's going to happen at 8:40, around 8:40 this morning with Randall Hill? But we are ready for it. Strap in your seatbelts. We're back right after.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
To this. Everybody always rips Hollywood, Brian, on the text machine after traffic is red. because of what it is. And literally, I'm just reading what it says, but these things sometimes don't give like 95th Street or Opa-locka Boulevard or Griffin Road or anything like that. It just says like mile marker 4X. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is, and I feel bad for someone who's on the road right now who's like, what the hell is this guy saying?
It's like the second best job in Miami besides a meteorologist, right? Traffic, 50% chance of rain.
Right.
Have a good weekend.
Why do you think no matter what my report says, you'll hear the exact same thing every time? If you're driving in South Florida, there's congestion on the road.
I mean,
I don't care what road you're on.
We can pretty much say the roads. I don't even need to look at the traffic. It's going to be congestion on 836. There's a little bit of a construction going on.
Right.
Oh, going down US 1, there's going to be a little bumper to bumper.
Correct.
So
two for two so far.
And 95
anywhere else?
North and South
3 for
8.
3. Four
just
four
check
four.
Yourself out.
Just drive safe out there. I always like to end it with road rage isn't worth it, especially on the morning right now. You're already pissed off. You probably have to drive to work in this. And all of a sudden, somebody, you know, like I know you don't want to let anyone in the lane. I get it. Because it's gonna, you're gonna get there a little bit quicker, but if that dude does get in there, relax. Like it sucks. I get it. I don't like it either. But I let people in. Or if I'm trying to get in and somebody does let me in, that's great. I've gotten plenty of middle fingers. I get it. But just road rage. Woosah. Take a deep breath.
I'll probably give you a couple of those because I'm that type of driver. Sorry, I'm not letting you in.
Right. Okay.
I'm just not. You know, unless I'm feeling real good that day.
Right.
For whatever reason, I'll be like, you know what. Go ahead.
But
other
if it's
than
one
that,
of those
I'm
times,
cursing out the car in front of me to let somebody
right.
in.
But if it's one of those times that you're driving and, like, just for the split second, you're like, you looked right or you looked in the rearview mirror or something and somebody got in there, they're in.
They're in. There's nothing you can do.
There's nothing you could do. You're going to flick them off. You're going to throw something at them, have a little bit of road rage. Give me a break. Like, woo-sah. All right, I want to ask you this because we talked to Gabby just now. From 247 Sports about a lot of recruiting stuff. And it's amazing how many people from your desired university or even one that you don't root for or hate or whatnot that you know all about the recruiting stuff. And I just remember because I'm trying to, like, pinpoint when I really saw it getting crazy. It's always been, like, a little bit crazy, but there's not been this much social media and websites around all this. Back in the day, it was really not that big. ESPN might have had, like, their 100 out, and, like, that's the list you went off. There was no other list. There wasn't 247 Sports. There wasn't CBS Sports this and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And I just remember being in college. I'm talking about 97, 98, 99. And, like, it start like, my buddies that were in a fraternity, that was their thing, man. They were huge, and they still are. Like, they go two away trips a year with a bunch of them. There's, like, 15 of them every year. They go to, like, Tennessee or they go this. They're all Gator people. They go one of the – I mean, everyone goes to the cocktail party because, I mean, you don't
that's
even
a,
have to be a fan of
that's
either
a
team.
Yeah.
Right. You could just go and enjoy the weekend. Back in the day, it was much better than it is now. There's less rules, by the way, anyway. But I just remember, like, seeing a guy because they didn't have those, like – at 5 p.m. on Friday on CBS Sports HQ, I'll be announcing where I'm going. Or at the All-American game, every single break, they have another guy. Like, they just, that wasn't what it was. It was always that one day, recruiting, the national letter recruiting day right after the Super Bowl or that week in between where the Super Bowl and the AFC and NFC championships were. That was their big day. I remember covering for this station with Joe. I went to like 8 straight Super Bowls for Radio Row, and Joe didn't go. I would just go, set up all the interviews, have the machines there, bring guests on with Joe. That was my thing. And I remember I'd get up to, I mean, I went to about eight different cities, but Indianapolis, Dallas, New Orleans in a 3 or 4 year span.
Not bad.
Right. Oh, no, it was nice. When not the station
bad.
Pays for it
oh,
and
yeah,
everything,
we're
is, you know, we're good. You need a rental car? Yeah, I need a rental car also. I don't know where I'm going, but I need one anyway.
No Ubers back then.
An Uber? You got into a $150 taxi if that was the case, and then you try to give the receipt back here, and they would deny it. Why are you taking $150? Well, I had to get from the airport to the hotel. What did you expect me to do? Could have rented me a car.
Stick
next
my
year,
thumb?
Rent a car. Right, right. That's it. With all the equipment, you want me right. And I just remember, like, Monday was like, not really a lot of guests Monday of Radio Row. Tuesday started picking up a little bit. And then Wednesday and Thursday were two of the big days. That Wednesday, always, Joe would tell me and the PD would tell me, don't really worry about too much up there. Set up really Thursday and Friday and Wednesday during the morning because it's National Letter Day. And we had the fake fax machine, which we've done for 20 years here on Joe's show. We love the fake fax machine. I don't know if we broke it out this year because now there's like 2 days, and the first one people care about, but it doesn't really matter. And this guy's doing it on this day. It's a lot different now, but I just remember how big of a day. I remember Stacy Coley.
Yep.
Okay. One of the biggest recruits.
With the swag hat. I still remember the hat.
But like one of the biggest recruits that Miami got that one year, I forgot what year it was. On 560 QAM, Joe was 6 to 10, and 10 to 2 was Michael Irvin. So Michael Irvin's show was right after. So we did crosstalk because he was supposed to make his announcement at like 10 a.m. on the dot. Joe didn't want to miss it, and Mike sure as bleep didn't want to miss that either. And I just remember it was like 9:59, and like they're crosstalking, and I got my headsets on. I'm like, I'm texting back here, like, hey, is he going to announce? What are we going to do? What's the deal? And I just remember Mike, who is, I mean, and everyone's got like their favorite Hurricane, but he is probably the most diehard cry whole deal. Mike started crying. He was so excited that Stacy Coley, and this is just one example, there's plenty.
Yeah.
But I just remember that one for sure because we were on Radio Row. People were talking about, I think, the Steelers and the Cardinals in that Super Bowl. Like, this is where it was. There was one station in the entire Radio Row that had no Radio Row guests for at least an hour, and all we did was talk recruiting and Miami football, and it was Stacy Coley and the programs turning around, this and that. And no, it's not a shot at Stacy Coley. It's just the actual that, remember that spot. But there it was. There it was. We're literally in the middle of Radio Row for a big Super Bowl, and that was the big day. It's changed since then, but, man, I can remember when that was the humongous day. Like that Wednesday or that Thursday, whatever it was.
Wednesday.
Right.
First Wednesday in February, I believe.
Right. It was like the Wednesday right before the Super Bowl, 4 or 5 days before the Super Bowl hit and kicked off, you had that day. And it was amazing to me how much that's kind of like watered down since
then. Well, it's changed now, right?
Yeah.
Because now the December early signing is the
big
day,
one.
And then like the second signing period is like, all right, cool. What didn't I get in my class? Can I get that in a transfer? Is there a guy that rises like, in the boards? Maybe there's one or two guys we're going after, but it's that December. And, you know, I think when I was coming out of school is when it started to really get into that internet phase, right? Because Rivals was the only one that was around when I was coming around. The biggest thing that you heard about who was who was you would have your counties like Super 11, Best 11 in Miami-Dade, Best 11 in Broward, Best 11 in Palm Beach. Then you had Dade versus Broward, or Florida versus Cali,
right?
Palm Beach versus, you know, we do Palm Beach game and everything else like that. We had one Army All-American game. So we really started to get to know players like that. But first it was you wanted to make your Super 11 in your county. Then you wanted to make All-State. And when, you know, Sean Alvashire, I believe it was, and would come on TV and talk about, we're going to this game on Thursday night and we're going to have the All-State player. And you're like, who's this dude? And there's one time you get to see him. The one time that they play on Friday night, you're like, oh, that's my competition? All right, bet. Now these kids are just texting, tweeting each other. You're like, it's too easy for them. They know who exactly who they are. They got all their film on, huddle and everything else. It's definitely changed. But I feel like, you know, just like the NFL, just like college, high school has taken that next step when it's come to money and also the hunger for people for information and getting to know these guys way before there's somebody. You know, like, give me an example. We'd have guys on my team back in the day. They didn't know anything about recruiting. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you come from. They decide that in the weight room and on the practice field. Then they go to their coach and be like, yo, that dude's a dog, man. What's up with him? They're like, oh, yeah, he was a 3-star. We barely got him. They're like, what? Or they'll be like, oh, yeah, he's the number one player in California. And you'll see the difference in the guys' faces because they're the ones that really decide who's good and who's not good.
Right, of course.
Because coaches will tell you in a recruiting visit, like, hey, we need this guy.
Right.
And then he'll get around the players, and players ask him questions and be like, no, we don't. He would not fit in here. He really wouldn't. Like, don't recruit him. Like, really? Like, yeah, don't recruit him.
That's not going to be one of our dudes.
And we actually talked about it this past weekend at Legends Camp because you really have guys that would be the judges and say, yeah, he'd fit in with us or no, he wouldn't. And that's
but you guys know what you know better than anyone else.
Oh, 100%.
Even better than the coaches.
You
right?
do know better than the coaches. Yeah. That's why I think it's great for former players to be on staffs, but also be evaluating talent
right.
and being able to talk to the guys before they step on, you know, campus. Because being able to talk to somebody and watching a couple plays as a former player, you know within a second that's a guy that is going to be good at the next level and is going to take your team to the next level. Because, you know, most coaches will look at you and say, I'm trying to figure out how do I measure? I can measure height. I can measure speed. How do I measure heart? How do I measure hunger? How do I measure desire? And you know what? Players know that because players have played with guys that have all the talent in the world but are lazy. And they played with guys that don't have the most talent in the world
right.
but are the hungriest, hardest workers. And you know that with just watching a couple plays. So I always watch film with, you know, John Beeson all the time. And I'll be like, hey, we're getting this guy. We're getting this dude. You know, this guy's good. And this guy, he's like, let me see the film. So put on the film. He goes, nope. He ain't gonna be it. Or he'll be like, I don't know who that guy is, but
he's
I want to take a look
right,
at him.
He's a dog.
And he's like, I want to be a GM or I want to be a coach in the NFL. It's like, you can't. You can never be a front office dude. Because one dude has one play where he's like, you know, just lagging and not going full speed. You're going to take him off his board. He goes, you damn right I am. He can't play for me. I'm like, well, that's why you can never do it. He goes, but that's not the type of guy I want on my team.
Right. He ain't wrong.
He ain't wrong.
He ain't wrong with that. You know, I get that. All right. It's time. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back with Randall Thrill Hill. The State of the U address is going to come down next. He was at Legends Camp. We'll ask him a couple things about that, but otherwise we're going to let him just kind of – we're just going to hand the mic off at that point and let him give his this is where the program is right now speech, and I'm excited to hear it from him. When we come back after this, Randall Thrill Hill. Let's take a break.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Far too kind. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook it raw with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to brawl. Now what the hell are you waiting for? After me,
all right, just a second. We're going to get to our next guest coming up on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. He's here to give us the State of the U address in his eyes. He was at Legends Camp over the weekend. Canes legend himself, Randall Thrill Hill, going to join us here. Thrill, thank you as always for the time. How you doing, buddy?
All is well. We're in sunny South Florida, and it's time to let things crank up.
Yep, I agree. Brian Monroe sitting in here with me as well, a former Cane. But when I told him we were bringing you on, I said, Randall's fired up. He's ready to go. You obviously saw him at Legends Camp. That's one thing. But he's got his little State of the U address he needs to get to. We're going to let you get to that in just a second. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Legends Camp, what'd you think? I mean, I think it's an awesome thing for the school anyway and for Mario and that whole coaching staff, all the recruits and everyone. What'd you get out of Legends Camp over the weekend?
Well, it was good to see a lot of the old guys who come out and just take a look back at what they helped create, the nexus of and the origin of what they were able to do. Irvin and Tolbert Bain and Alonzo Highsmith, especially because of his new role there at the University of Miami. So, no, it makes you feel good to kind of sit back, you know, kind of like the Godfather, be like, you know what? And, you know, I helped create this. But, no, it was awesome. It was nice. It was good to see that some of the high school guys who were out there at the camp even, you know, interact and, you know, come over and take pictures with some of the old guys and kind of pay tribute, kind of like the Godfather.
You know, I was going to ask you about the difference between the Legends and the Paradise Camp, but actually you brought up a name that I want you to ask about is Alonzo Highsmith. You know, what do you think bringing in a guy like Alonzo Highsmith that was an assistant GM, that was one of the mm-hmm. best talent evaluators in NFL, is going to do for the program and help Mario in some type of way?
Well, to talk about Alonzo Highsmith, I have to give you a little bit of history. And Zach knows that when I do interviews, you might as well just call it the Randall Hill Show because I take it over. I take over. Alonzo and I, when Alonzo first came to Miami, I literally was the first person that he met. I was in elementary school, and he used to live in front of my parents' house. And he would come over. We would play basketball late at night with me, him, and my brother. And so we go way back. So I'm pro Alonzo. Whatever Alonzo asks me to do, I'm gonna get it done for him because you know I've seen him work from day one. Just you know, us out there at 3 o'clock in the morning playing basketball because he wants to win and he can't beat me and my brother. But Alonzo is a guy who believes in work. He doesn't believe in just handing out gifts. He doesn't believe in someone just coming in and being, you're the starter. No, you have to earn it. You have to earn it. You know, even, you know, the last time I was on that field with Alonzo Highsmith, Alonzo was, he didn't yell at me, but he had just been, you know, drafted, and I was a freshman. And he yelled at me because we were getting ready to run the 40 for Jimmy Johnson. And he looked at my shoes, and he says, I've been bragging about you about being the fastest guy, the fastest freshman. So are you going to wear those shoes? And I had on some high-top Nikes. And he says, you better run a 4.3. You better run a 4.2 because I'm bragging about you. I'm like, okay, I got you. But Alonzo's one of those guys who's going to bring the fight back to the University of Miami. And, you know, and that's what Mario is talking about. Everyone's talking about the U being back. And Mario and Alonzo coined it best. Yeah, the U is back to work. That's what they said, literally.
That's awesome.
The U is back to work. This ain't no about, okay, the U is back and they're going to be on top. Okay, yeah, and they're going to win some games. And the U ain't back. The U is back to work and back to the grind and back to what got the University of Miami where it was, which is hard work, and more hard work.
Randall, what have you seen so far since Mario came into town, since he got the job? I didn't think it was going to happen at first because I just wasn't sure. And then when he got here and put the staff together and started doing everything he's doing, since that day he took over, what have you seen so far on that campus and around this program that's gotten you excited?
I mean, you see the energy. You see I've done a lot of speeches, but and it's something like what I always talk about, the drum major instinct. And that's coined by Dr. King, the want and will and the desire to be the best. Drum major. A drum major leads. A drum major works harder. A drum major shows leadership. And that's what you're seeing now. You're seeing a drum major instinct where guys are not talking about, when you come to the University of Miami, you're not talking about going and playing in the NFL and what round you're going to go in, how much money you're going to make. No, you're talking about representing South Florida. And that's the temperature of what needs to happen at the University of Miami right now. You're talking about winning national championship. You're talking about representing South Florida. You're talking about representing the 305. Listen, when you come out to University of Miami, yeah, you're representing your family. Don't disrespect your family because, hey, you know, Michael Irvin will come back and he may cuss you out. You're representing the family. Don't screw up because Warren Sapp may come back and put you in a guillotine. So, you know, it's all about representing South Florida. It's all about working hard. I walked out. We were inside at first, and then you walk out, and that sun hit you, and I was like, "Damn, how did we go through this? Like, how did we go through this?"
Right.
And but you know, it's like what you know, it's like going the memories just just come back, like a guy being knocked out on the field, and one of the coaches saying, "You know what? You know, take care of him. But moving up 10, we got Florida State this weekend."
You know, you mentioned the indoor practice facility and going outside and that sun hitting you. And that's kind of one of the things that pissed me off a little bit when it first happened, that it'd be sunny outside and the guys would still be inside using indoor and not outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, the reason why we're the U and the reason why we ran people into the fourth quarter, into the ground, is because we got the sun that we train in, you know. And I was happy to see Mario say, "Nah, We ain't having this indoor stuff all the time. It's for the rain, for everything else. You know, what is it going to take besides hard work for Mario and his staff to get back to the level of competing for national championships?
Well, it's going to take Mario, Alonzo, Roland Smith, and some of the other guys out there who are coaching to say, hey, you know what? Let's go out here and let's work in this hot sun with 87, 89% humidity. And it's funny because – and it, which takes me to another point. We practiced in a tropical depression before. The coaches couldn't even see you catch the ball if the ball was thrown. And I remember Coach Gary Stevens saying, did he catch the ball? I can't even damn see him. But we still were there practicing because – it wasn't about the practice itself, which were extremely brutal, but it was about going through the adversity on practicing in a – and I'm not kidding you. We practiced in a tropical depression. And going through the heat and going through the trials and tribulation on Green Tree practice field, which was much harder than any game. I mean, we're going to win a game, but can you make it through practice?
All right, well, I got to ask you this because I asked the same thing to Brian when he walked in here this morning. If Randall Hill, the 18-year-old recruit, shows up to Legends Camp or was at Paradise Camp a couple years back but walked into Legends Camp this weekend, that's got to be one of the greatest recruiting tools you could possibly have, walking around and seeing legends that played at the university, a couple guys with a yellow jacket from the NFL Hall of Fame, but dudes just all over the place at every position that might have been at the time when they were even in the NFL, the best of their position in the NFL. That's got to be one of the greatest tools this university has given itself over the last, what, 8 or 9 years?
Yeah, when you have guys like that coming back and you got a Reggie Wayne, but just, you know, the guys, what they allowed us to do was get in the guy's face, you know, have fun. Because, you know, of course, I was over there with Darryl Fullerton, and Darryl Fullerton, one of the great defensive backs of Benny and the Jets. And Darryl was over there with the DBs, and I was over there with receivers. And, hell, we were doing more jabbing at each other than we did ourselves than they did. But because it's about fun. It's about having fun. It's about competing. It's about, okay, I'm better than you, you're better than me, and we're going to see who's best. I wish I could lace them back up. I mean, that was the first time, you know, everyone knows that I, you know, I still work, you know, as a uniform inspector, so I'm always on the field at the Dolphin games. But, you know, this past weekend was the first time that I actually felt like lacing them back up. I hadn't felt that. I felt like lacing them back up just one more time. Mm. That is what the University of Miami does, the legacy of the University of Miami. Thinking about, you know, the guys such as Howard Schnellenberger, thinking about going back in time when the University of Miami was a fixture of the community because of that football field, when you talk about the rioting, Mario Boltlift, and some of these other events that happened in South Florida. So it brought me back to what I went through at the University of Miami. And I hope some of the University of Miami legends of the future understand what that's all about.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Really, really good stuff. So just in general, Miami in the right direction, right? Mario leading this team, Alonzo back there. All the guys they brought on the staff, you're smiling, looking forward to the future, the near future of this team.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's funny. You got Mario out there, and you got Alonzo out there. You got some of the greats, and some of the coaches who I don't even know. Literally, one coach said, you know, he was talking to one of the campers, one of the high school guys out there, you know, working his butt off. And he looked up at me, and he said, go ask him. He'll tell you. And I'm like, well, damn. Well, damn. Go listen to him. He'll tell you. I'm like, all right, okay. But, again, you know, I have to stress this. The University of Miami is – they're going to win some games. I do not want any of the fans who follow the University of Miami, who bleed the green and orange, to after they win a big game, hey, the University, don't call me talking about this University of Miami is back. I don't want to hear it. Mario doesn't want to hear it. Alonzo doesn't want to hear it. Roland Smith definitely doesn't want to hear it. University of Miami is back to work. University of Miami will be back when they win national championships. The University of Miami will be back when you have the stands packed. The University of Miami will be back when you are talking about landing whatever recruit, 5-star, 10-star, 100-star, no star that they want. That's when the University of Miami will be back. The University of Miami will be back when the guys are walking off the field and saying that that was the hardest practice that they've ever had, and that that was should be harder than any game that they will ever play. That's when the University of Miami will be back.
Well said, Thrill. Good stuff from you, as always, Randall Hill. Randall Hill joining us here for a couple minutes. We'll bug you again soon down the road. We're all excited for football. We needed to hear your State of the Union for this team, and now it's official, and now we feel better, and now we're looking forward to football season.
Thank you for having me, and just always remember, I'm your version. I'm 2 a.m.'s version of Ric Flair. Get me on whenever you need me.
Oh, I know.
And I'll keep it real with you guys. I ain't got
Thrill,
time
you were my
job.
First call. What'd you expect? Of course I knew that. We'll talk to you soon.
Let's get it started. All right, bro.
See ya. Randall Thrill Hill joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. By the way, if you didn't see his tweet, he said yesterday, I will give an update on the state of the U, prepare for the storm. Hashtag Randall Hill Thrill, Book of the U, the Holy Grail of Swag, Chapter 3, Verse 43. If anyone could read into that, that 3rd and 43 play, still legendary.
That's still unbelievable. Still unbelievable.
3rd and 43, they called the play
and you hear the
for 44
you
yards.
You hear the announcers, oh, yeah, 43, yeah, we'll probably do a little draw. They'll just hand it off here. Oh, wait, no, they're dropping back. Oh, he completed it. Right. I was like, holy.
44 yards. That's.
I mean, would any coach do that right now? No, but not even just 44 yards. Weren't they inside the 10, inside
yes.
the 5?
Yeah. Yeah. They were close on their side. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Didn't care.
Mm-hmm. Didn't care.
Swag right
we're
there.
We're going for it.
That was Randall Thrill Hill. Let's take a break. 9 o'clock hour coming up right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.